بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله today we will discuss certain sunnahs, mustahab acts, desirable and recommended acts of the day of Eid. But before we proceed on to those aspects, firstly, let us discuss the mas'ala related to the takbir. We know that the takbir of Eid, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. The recital of this takbir was sunnah from the 1st of Dhul-Hijjah. But from the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, which is tomorrow inshallah, from the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah after the Fajr Salah, it now becomes compulsory to recite this takbir after every fard salah, whether it is performed in congregation or whether it is performed individually. Immediately after the salah, one will make this takbir and will continue with this takbir until the evening of the 12th. At the time of Asr salah, that is when we stop making the takbir on both males and females. So the women folk, they should be reminded of the takbir. And generally when you are performing your salah individually, you don't remember to make the takbir. So ask them to just stick a reminder in front of them, wherever they are performing salah, in the area that they perform salah, just a little reminder there so that after salah, they are reminded about the takbir that should be made. Moving on to the sunnah and the mustahab acts of the day of Eid. Firstly, it is mustahab to wake up early and engage in worship, engage in some tahajjud salah, some dua, before the time of Fajr sets in. That's on the day of Eid. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, one of the nights when du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the night preceding the day of Eid. It is sunnah not to eat before Eid al-Adha salah. This is Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, right? So it is sunnah not to eat anything from the time you wake up, and it is desirable to eat from the meat of the animals slaughtered before consuming anything else on Eid al-Adha. Right, this is preferable, it's a mustahab act, it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, if one eats before Eid al-Adha salah, it is permissible. If you do eat, then it is permissible to have something. To perform ghusl, to take a bath. And the ghusl should preferably be performed between sunrise and Eid prayer. This is the mustahab time to perform the ghusl. After the Fajr salah, after sunrise, immediately after sunrise to take a ghusl, but it all depends on the timing, and you don't want to miss the Eid salah. So maybe after the Fajr salah to perform the ghusl, then after the Fajr salah, and then proceed towards the Eidgah to perform the Eid prayer. To apply fragrance, to apply itar on the day of Eid, to brush the teeth using the miswak, to wear the best clothes or new clothes that one has, to walk to the place of prayer if possible. If it is possible, then it is mustahab to walk towards the place of salah, where you will be praying the Eid salah. To go to the place of prayer as early as possible and gain the reward of observing the prayer in the first row. To go to the place of prayer via one route and to return via another route. The whole objective of this walking towards the Eid salah and using different routes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to display Islam on the day of Eid to all the other communities, to show Islam and to exhibit Islam and to display Islam to all the different communities. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prefer walking to the Eidgah. He would prefer using one route and coming back from another route to create activity within the community and to show Islam and expose the other communities to Islam. It is mustahab, it is desirable to express happiness. Of course, it is a day of joy and happiness. And one should express happiness by displaying obedience and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to smile and meet a fellow believer. And when we meet, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, when they would meet one another, they would recite, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Allah accept from us and accept from you. So when we meet one another, let us recite this dua. To offer charity, it is sunnah muakkada for the place of Eid Salah to be in the Eidgah, into a playing field. This is sunnah muakkada. And emphasize sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prayed Eid Salah in his masjid. He always went out to a playing field and to a musalla outside of of the city, preferably at the outskirts, and that is where he would pray his Eid Salam. To continuously read the Takbir al-Tashriq from home till the commencement of the actual Eid Salah. So throughout that time, and Eid al-Adha, he will recite it loudly while proceeding to the Eidgah. Until the Eidgah, Eid Salah commences, you will continue with this dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You should make the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance that He has given you. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the name of Allah, take the name of Allah in these known days of the Hijjah. May Allah grant us understanding.